King Starving Marvin is on his way upstairs to see you, and he says there's a man downstairs who says he wants Big Bertha.
Okay, Levitri. When he gets up here, just send him right on in.
Gotcha, King.
Now, Marvin, what's all this about Big Bertha?
It's true, Mr. King. There's a man downstairs in the whole house say he's just got to have Big Bertha.
I see. Did you try to talk him into getting another hoe?
Yes, sir, I did. But he ain't having none of it. He said he's got to have Big Bertha or nothing. So Madam Serene said I better get up here right away and tell you, because you'll know just what to do.
Well, Marvin, this is going to be a problem, because there ain't but one man in 1,000 who can handle a hoe the size of Big Bertha. Now, I'm not saying he ain't that man, but we got to find out before we give him Big Bertha.
Yes, sir. What you want me to do, Mr. King?
You go back down and tell him what I said. You tell him that I ain't ever seen the man that was man enough to handle Big Bertha. And tell him that even if he is the one man in 1,000, that Big Bertha don't come cheap. And I wrote this on his card, what he's got to pay.
Wow, Mr. King. That's a lot of money for a hoe.
Yep, it is, Marvin. But Big Bertha ain't no ordinary hoe.
Okay, Mr. King. I'll go right back down and tell him what you said.
Well, baby, we'll soon find out what kind of man he is.
Yes, I guess we will.
Dang, Marvin, back quick. So what did he say?
He said his name is Buck Weaver. And he's had plenty of experience with hoes from all over the world. And he never met a hoe he can't handle. So he still wants Big Bertha. What do you want me to do, Mr. King?
Well, Marvin, you tell Madam Serena to have Dumb Sim get Big Bertha ready for him.
You want me to have Miss Sim bring Big Bertha out naked?
No way, Marvin, no way. Just sight of Big Bertha naked can bring a strong man to his knees. No, Marvin, don't do that. You tell Dumb Sim to dress Big Bertha in our finest two-piece Corinthian leather outfit. I'm thinking red leather, Marvin. Yeah, red leather. That's what's befitting for Big Bertha. Now, you go right back down there and tell him it will be just a few minutes till we get Big Bertha dressed, and then he can have her. Now, just before you have Dumb Sim bring Big Bertha out, I want you and a couple of the other boys to stand behind him when they bring her out, just in case, okay?
Just in case of what, Mr. King?
Just in case he passes out is what?
Well, he didn't pass out when I told him the price, Mr. King, and he's a real big man. Maybe he's the one man in 1,000 that can handle Big Bertha.
Marvin, it's got nothing to do with the size of the man. It's got to do with what's inside the man. That's what counts. I'll be right down in a minute. You gone?
Okay, Mr. King. I'll take care of it.
What was that? It sounded like an earthquake.
That, my baby, was Big Bertha making a lasting impression on our boy Buck Weaver.
Sorry about the noise, Mr. King, Miss Kelly. But we stood behind him, and dang if he didn't do a phase plate and took out two display counters on the way down. He's a little shaken, but I think he'll be all right.
That's okay, Bobby. Now take Big Bertha back to Dumb Sim, and you'll know what to do next time, right?
Yes, Mr. King, I will.
Now, baby, have you heard anything about that private investor from out of town who was going to give me a mortgage on the whole house?
Yeah, that's what I came here to tell you. A deal's done. It's for the full amount, including interest and penalties, and it's at an interest rate of prime plus 1%. My lawyer says it'll be paid out by tomorrow. See this number? That will be your new mortgage payment.
Ooh, that's awesome, baby. The new payment is a little less than half of my old payment. Slippery Sid said my mortgage was going to be for prime plus 2%. But when it came time to sign the papers, that rate wasn't prime plus 2. It was prime times 2. Baby, I was thinking that we should celebrate you saving my butt from foreclosure. So how's about I take you to Maximo's tonight for a special dinner? He phoned and told me he just got some fresh lobsters flown in from the East Coast. And he says he's also got something called charcoal bran and beef Wellington. What do you say?
I think you mean Chateaubriand. And that would be great, except I promised some of the girls that I'd go out with them to Pandora's tonight. You know, kind of a girls' night out. Can I take a rain check, sweetie?
Yeah, sure, I guess so.
Okay, I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Baby, who exactly are the girls?
The girls are Len Bananakova, Husky Verna, Madame Triple X, Allison Rippingforth, Jalapeno, and Levitri.
Well, that's quite a group. Have fun, baby.